2 Corinthians 10:3 through 6 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." I think one of the main things to understand about this scripture is that it's telling us we are in a spiritual fight, spiritual warfare. The enemy doesn't fight fair, nor does he care how anything makes you feel. And the second thing is that apart from Christ, we have no strength or power to defeat the enemy because Jesus is the one who defeated him. And now we are one with God. Therefore, how we think and what we think should come into an agreement and alignment with Jesus. Now, we wouldn't have this scripture here to tell us or remind us if the expectation was that we're never going to struggle or that we're never going to wrestle with our thoughts. It's apparent we will struggle with our thought life, and we see this in scripture. He wouldn't talk about casting your cares or casting your anxiety or telling people throughout the Bible to not fear, to not worry, if we weren't going to have those experiences. So it's apparent that we will struggle, but the big but, God gives us direction here in his word. The question that then comes is how do I take every thought captive? And therefore, in this episode, it's not about becoming thoughtless. It's about learning how to stop automatically following every thought your mind produces. And this is something that I do work with inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and right now it's 50% off. If you feel kind of just stuck, not knowing where to start, the self-paced course is such a great place to just start. You can do it in your own time, no matter how long it takes you, and you have lifetime access to it. So you can head to the podcast description, scroll down the podcast title, and you will see the link to get started. Because what I've learned about mindset is that people either believe every thought or they try to fight every thought, and both are exhausting. And in my course, that's what we really practice, is learning how to distinguish these thoughts and, more importantly, kind of where they're coming from. But for me, and even just in my one-on-one coaching business, so much, I think, just in the culture and what we've been taught, is we have to fight every thought. So when we read taking every thought captive, it's like, okay, every thought, I have to take every thought, I have to fight it, which is what's causing us to continue to spiral, I believe. Because we're not handling certain thoughts appropriately. We're trying to disprove thoughts. And it's like our nervous system is intertwined so much with our thought life and our spiritual life. And I think that, again, a lot of Christians interpret take every thought captive as like we have to monitor every thought, we have to fix, we have to panic over bad thoughts, we have to constantly analyze our mind and what's going on. Like this, what really it's causing is hypervigilance, it's causing anxiety, it's causing mental exhaustion, because now you become afraid of your own thoughts. Me personally, I remember before, 10 months ago, I felt like I was doing really good, like in my thought life, but I realized that I was like fighting every thought or ignoring certain thoughts. Like my thought life, although I was having sanctification and I was growing in the Lord and learning, there just was a disconnect, such a big one, between my body and my mind. And I always say when I came online, so to speak, when my body had enough food to process, store trauma, repress thoughts, things like that, it was amazing to me how much I realized that I would be afraid of my own thoughts and how much hypervigilance came in. I mean, it was amazing. And I was like, okay, well, I've been taking all these thoughts captive and I'm trying to fix everything that comes into my brain. And that was just causing more hypervigilance, more anxiousness. Spiritually, when we think about taking thoughts captive, it's less about obsessively monitoring your mind and more about bringing your thoughts under truth instead of letting them lead you. So a captive thought is, it's noticed, it's questioned, and it's redirected. It's not feared. And so you don't take your thoughts captive by panicking about them. You take them captive by refusing to let them lead you. This is super important. If you try to take control of every thought that entered your mind, I think you'd be mentally exhausted. And maybe you're like, Jess, I already am doing this. The goal is not total control, which is probably causing you to feel out of control or simply just like a bad Christian. I think that we've been taught if you can't control every thought that comes in, something's wrong with your faith. But I think that we've been mistaught how to properly handle the things that do come, because often phrases we hear are choose faith over your feelings, and you're not supposed to have feelings, or you're not supposed to be led by your feelings, which are all true and great, but like that doesn't help us recognize that we have them and what to do with them without denying them or suppressing them, which makes things worse. If we keep repeating the same cycle, and I see it over and over again with believers because of the things that they've been taught, is you shouldn't be as reactive if you're dealing with the primary emotion. As you can tell, I get a little fired up with this because I just see it so much in church culture, and I'm actively involved in the church culture and just with my one-on-one clients and the people that go through my self-paced course. I just see it a lot. This denial of being a human being as if we're not supposed to have them, but really it's not being led by them, but recognizing we have them and making sure that we process through them so we don't keep repeating the same patterns. If we keep repeating the same patterns, we have to ask ourselves, is this really working? Am I really renewing my mind? Am I really taking this thought captive? So the real question then becomes, which I'm leaving with you today, is which thoughts am I agreeing with, feeding or following? Because again, what I see when I'm working with my one-on-one clients is this constant overwhelm with thinking that every thought has to be entertained or fixed. And it just leaves them with feeling so much shame. Like, what's wrong with me and why can't I fix how I think? You're not here to fix how you think, and you're not here to become thoughtless human beings that don't have feelings. The whole point, again, is when we take a thought captive, it's we're noticing, we're questioning it, and we're redirecting it. The practical steps probably need to be worked out more of like, what does this really look like? But the basis to get you started is those things. It's making sure that when we're taking them captive, we're just not letting them lead us. And again, sometimes this is a process depending on those type of thoughts, like what are actually coming to you. And so again, the goal isn't total control. And this can just continue the spiral of thinking. And if we entertain certain thoughts, like intrusive thoughts, they just come back with more intensity. If we try to fix certain intrusive thoughts, they just come back with more intensity because your body signals them as fear. So a simple question you can ask yourself when a regular pattern shows up is, if I follow this thought, will it lead me closer to the truth or further from God? Not, is this thought true? Not, how do I stop it? I just want you to think, do I want to keep going down this path? And that question helps you to create space. Sometimes I think we overcomplicate this process, but sometimes we haven't been taught this. I know I wasn't, and I had to figure all of this out by myself because it just didn't feel like it was working the old way I was doing things. So again, if you follow this thought, will it lead you closer to truth or further from God? If you follow this thought, is it going to produce more anxiousness or is it going to produce you more peace and less control? Start asking yourself these questions. Because we have to recognize we don't have to fix or fight every thought. We don't have to monitor every thought. That's not what God is asking us to do. So you can release the control of feeling like you have to fix yourself 24/7 and get started with just a few simple questions. Or if you need extra guidance, pick up my self-paced course right now with 50% off. Or if you need that personal guidance, you can also book a free consultation to do one-on-one coaching with me. Most importantly, just get started. It doesn't have to be something big. It can just be started with the thought that you're thinking right now that's been on repeat. Are you trying to fix it? Are you shaming yourself? Are you trying to control it? Is it coming back with more intensity? If it is, maybe we need to say this isn't what's working. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.